Hey everybody, it's Greg from the No Head Trash Nation and breaking ground in the Effortless Author Initiative. If you got a message that'll change the world, the two things in your way are head trash and a way to make the process of documenting your message effortless. That's what we talk about. That's what we do. But today, there's a specific side to that pancake I can't wait to talk about. Hey, if you've read my book called The Breakthrough, you know my number one thing that holds teams back is unclear priorities, so I'm going to rant about that today. Are you coming? Sometimes answers are just too obvious. Been there, done that, made that proclamation, and it didn't get the results that I hoped for. Or maybe, just maybe, you've been where I've been before. Something was radically clear, and you shared it. Then a couple months later, you had the same revelation and realized you started strong but didn't or couldn't keep the clarity in the heat of the battle. Then, even though you want to share it again, it feels like old news. You've shared it before. Now you need some new aha moment, some new leader speak to rally the troops. Or do you? See, the problem with clarity is the very reason it answers its own question. It's hard to keep clarity. That's why becoming the ambassador of your own mantra is so critical. If you're obsessed, if your people and your clients aren't rolling their eyes at your message, repeating your sentences, filling in the blanks with your repeated questions, then your priority probably is still unclear. Sounds a little counterintuitive, doesn't it? Trust me, that's the way it works. And unclear priorities are the biggest reason people fail. They're why you fail. Great revelation, right? Maybe you just said, Greg, tell me something I don't already know. If it was so great, why didn't it stick all by itself? Why didn't the aha moment of it become a durable message that propelled us to long-term success? To which I would ask, does it ever? Is there any powerful change or momentum in our lives that doesn't require us to keep spinning the flywheel? There is actually a physical law that says perpetual motion is impossible. Happily ever after only exists if we're determined and clear about what it took and what it takes to stay happily ever after. Now, if you've heard my rants before, I hope you know what I'm going to say, because if I'm not saying it clearly enough or often enough, then I'm just as much a victim as you are, and I'm renewing my effort to say it to redundancy. As John Nimmo, my friend, says, to reduce it to the ridiculous. Are you on the edge of your seat? Do you want to know what it takes to create that kind of momentum to eliminate unclear priorities for you, your people, your clientele? Come on, somebody out there say it with me. You've got to have a clear, obsessive definition of success. And so do your people. Listen, if people are going to get anything from you that matters, it's this. Know what you're about. Know why you're here. Refine that message and keep delivering it over and over until it sticks. And if you don't know how to make that happen, you need to get serious about writing or getting help writing your definition of success. That thing that can burn up the paper mache of circumstances and finally help the people you're here to help. One of the most powerful ways I've learned to do this is the deep work of writing your own book. I know you think it's oversold, it's overdone, and just because someone's written a book doesn't mean they're a success. I couldn't agree more. Just like everyone who goes to church isn't a Christian, and everyone who's taking a driving lesson isn't ready for NASCAR. But I can tell you this, anyone who wants to drive NASCAR takes driving lessons. And anyone who wants to be who they were created to be is serious about going to church. Yes, we fail. Yes, there are hypocrites and people who claim to be something they're not. But if you're waiting for your people to know what you stand for, there's no excuse not to do the deep work of memorializing it for yourself. Having a book doesn't mean you're a world-famous author. It means you're serious about sharing your definition of success, about helping others learn what you've learned without having to experience what you've experienced. You don't have to go it alone. That's why I'm on this crusade. But if you don't get help from me and the Effortless Author Initiative to help you capture your story and your message in an effortless team approach, then get that help somewhere. Don't spend another minute trying to excuse away why you're misunderstood or imagining that you need some new magic trick to help the people you influence to find their clear vision. You've been given a chance to make an impact on the world, and no matter where you are in the process, you've got to be able to turn those good intentions into clear priorities that can be easily shared. If you're a leader, you know the power of delivering a clear message and uniting your people. You've been told you should write a book, but who has the time? Imagine being a best-selling author, sharing that chiseled message as part of your legacy. Writing my first book, I discovered endless roadblocks, and my story got lost in them. That's why I began the Effortless Author Initiative, giving authors the seamless ability to share their zone of brilliance without the brain damage of the process. Whether you're a writer or not, you can author your story and enjoy the process. We take care of the hard part. Let's have a conversation about being an effortless author. It's a free coaching call to see if the Effortless Author Initiative is a fit for you. Text EZBOOK, that's the letter E, the letter Z, B-O-O-K, to 474747 for more information. That's EZBOOK to 474747. I can't wait to hear your story.